Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The nomination of Judge Amy Coney Barrett is for such a time as this. She needs to be confirmed this month by the full Senate. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Now, this is a critical nomination.
Very critical.
It's now before the Senate. And at the end of the day, the full Senate will have to vote up or down on this particular nomination. The Democrats have said, well, you don't actually nominate somebody in the last year of the president's term. But that's contrary to all of history.
Yeah, where is that in writing?
It's not consistent with history because there's been, what, 20 or so that have been nominated in the last year of the president's term?
That's the president's job.
17 or 18 of them have been confirmed. Mm-hmm. And the number is very high whenever you have the same party as president and in the Senate, and that's what we have here. Mm-hmm. And it's very low when you have a different party, whether it's the president or the Senate. And usually it's going to be the president nominating, and the party is of a different party in the Senate, and they don't accept the nomination in the last year. But that's not what we have here. We have a very standard scenario. The president and the Senate majority are of the same Republican Party. Moreover, you can't keep this seat vacant. To do so, you'd have 4-4 splits. There's a big case coming up early November, and that is the case regarding the Catholic Charities Adoption and Foster Care. And they're being essentially forced to choose between denying their faith and continuing adoption and foster care, or stopping because they're not going to deny their faith and thus not be able to carry out their critical, very important ministry of placing children in homes with moms and dads.
Well, children, they're already in vulnerable positions, and so you don't want to put them in a possible position where they could be abused or with a same-sex couple. That's wrong.
And, you know, Catholic Charities is just one. There'll be a lot of different adoption agencies that will be affected, lots of different Protestant and various kinds mm-hmm. of adoption, foster care, parenting. If the choice is, in order to continue the ministry of providing adoptive parents or foster care parents, and in order to do that, you have to jettison your Christian faith, then there's a lot of them that will close. And who will suffer? The children will suffer.
Exactly.
Because you had the same thing, remember, in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
In Pennsylvania, another case very similar to the one that's before the Supreme Court, and there's several of them all that are together like this, same kind of fact pattern. Mm-hmm. In Pennsylvania, you actually had the state sending out letters to the Catholic Charities saying, mm-hmm. we need more foster and adoptive parents. Then they came back and said right after that, but you're going to have to apply and abide by the sexual orientation, so-called non-discrimination policy. In other words, violate your faith. And they said no, and they ended up filing suit. So we have this case before the U.S. Supreme Court. There's a number of them that have very similar fact patterns across the country. Mm-hmm. This could easily be a 4-4 split. That's why you need the ninth justice there. Now, speaking of nine justices, the justices are actually set in terms of their number by the legislature. So the legislature can actually change the number that sit on the Supreme Court.
Really? But it's been this way for, what, 150 years?
Been this way for many, many years.
Right.
It's not always had nine. It's had some different numbers. But it's been set at this for a long time. But the only reason why there is this threat to pack the court from Democrats, if you have a Democratic president and a democratically controlled Senate, is that they would go ahead and vote to add 2, 4, however many more seats to the U.S. Supreme Court, and then they would turn around and nominate those individuals and fill them all and just dominate the court.
And they would choose activist justices, I would imagine.
Oh, they would definitely choose activist justices. You know, what you may have is Governor Andrew Cuomo from New York as a justice. Kamala Harris could be moved from VP to a nominee for the U.S. Supreme Court. They'll do anything. They'll put very, very activist judges or justices on the Supreme Court if they expand the seats. And already the Supreme Court has had a real problematic history because it has become, over time, a political machine. And it goes right to the issue of what is your judicial philosophy. And the Democrats' judicial philosophy is if we can't get it done through a constitutional amendment or through the legislative process, then let's get five people, if there's nine, on the Supreme Court to force it on everybody. Mm. And that's what they did with abortion, 7-2 decision in 1973, 5-4 decision in 1992. That's what they did with same-sex marriage. They were losing across the country over and over and over again. And then you had a 5-4 renegade ruling in 2015. And these are superimposed ideological, not constitutional, opinions by these individual justices on the people, short-circuiting the democratic debate process, the constitutional amendment process. They amend it just by fiat. So what ultimately would happen is if they end up gaining the majority in the White House and the Senate, they are threatening to pack the courts. Now, presidential candidate Joe Biden and vice presidential candidate Kamala Harris are refusing to answer those questions.
Interesting why they wouldn't want to answer that.
Because I know what they will do. Everyone knows what they would do.
But they don't want to admit it.
No, they don't want to admit it.
They don't think the voters deserve to know the truth.
They're wanting to lie to the American people by not telling you what they have up their sleeve. For them to do that and pack the court, if Amy Coney Barrett is confirmed, if for them to pack the court would really make this court an illegitimate entity. Mm-hmm. It would be very, very clear that it has become a political machine, hopelessly tied up in political decisions that have nothing to do with the law.
And that's not what the founders created.
No.
And there was a balance in the court system, in the executive, in the judicial, all that. It was supposed to be a balance.
Exactly. And Thomas Jefferson ultimately said, you know, the judicial branch was the weakest of the three branches. The most powerful branch is the legislative, the people, we the people. They pass the laws. The executive enforces the laws. The judicial is a passive recipient that only applies the law to the facts, law that the people have passed, either in the Constitution or in the statutes. So it is a passive entity. It was a weak entity from the beginning for many, many years. But Jefferson had the insight to say, look, if the judges got out of control and they didn't check their own self, their own rulings, and the people did not check them, then therein lies the seeds that would ultimately germinate, that would dissolve the republic. That's a pretty strong prediction, that the seed of the destruction of the republic is in the judicial branch. As weak as it was at the time Jefferson spoke those words, and that it remained up to and long after his death, a weak institution. Those fears have come true, unfortunately. And so, consequently, it has become the most powerful branch. It has ultimately disrupted the republic. It has ultimately imposed the will of just a single majority justice on the people, contrary to what the law says constitutionally and statutorily. And as a result, it has resulted in the destruction of humans from 1973 in the 60-plus million range. So where President Trump has wanted to go with judges is put judges back where they belong, as interpreters, not makers of the law. And that's the judicial philosophy of Amy Coney Barrett. I encourage you to go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's a website lc.org/Barrett, lc.org/Barrett. That's a page that we've dedicated to this critical nomination of Judge Barrett. We'll continue to update that. You can also, from that page, sign the petition to the U.S. senators. We will deliver that from our ministry center in the nation's capital. And you can also send a fax to the senators. All of that there, plus learn more about Judge Barrett's background and continually keep up with the process of this critical time in history. Pray for this confirmation and go to lc.org for more information.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776, lc.org.